Go Romans chapter 1, verse 26. Chapter 1, verse 26. Last Sunday, I opened our study with a comment from the non-believers who think the Bible is no longer relevant in modern days. But when I read the book of Romans, I think that what they're saying is nothing more than an excuse not to believe what God says through the Bible. I know I'm right, because when I read this, especially the last portion of chapter 1, it reminds me of the evening newspaper or the 10 o'clock news content. Let me kind of recite a few things, if you can bear with me. First one would be gasoline price hiking up again because of the greed of oil producer in the Middle East and the greed of the American oil company executives. Do I hear amen? Another cold-blood murder happened in Tucson and Pima County, and booming business in drug and human trafficking across border. Recent con artist scam against elderly people, and organized crime in casino gambling, prostitution, and drug dealing. Ever-increasing identity theft, home invasion by drug gangs and their tough wars, and some same-sex marriage one step close to reality. These are all mentioned in the next 6-7 verses that we are going to talk about. The Bible does not mention the latest technology or the name brand of the latest fashion. What Bible says is completely relevant, it applicable to our lives. Because it talks about wicked mindset of depraved mind. The final portion of this chapter 1 should remove any doubt that people think that homosexuality is not sin and is not against God's intention. It is against God's intention. It is sin. However, homosexuality is not the only sin. Paul listed many sins, the 24 of them all. It's evidence of human depravity. And among that is gossiping and lying and the fail to love. It's also guilty before God, and that means that all of us, without an exception, all of us are sinners. Not one is better than the other. We are all equal sinners, period. With that in mind, we're going to talk about God's grace as it come along. Does it mean the sin gets the last word? No. Jesus Christ's gospel that filled with his mercy and grace and love get to have a last word. You know what they say about the words that until it's not over until who sing, right? I'm not going to say that because I can get in trouble for that kind of word, my thing. But it's not over until God says so. God has the last word. Bible has the last word. It has the final authority. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you to open our heart to receive your truth alone, not the man's word, not the man's opinion, but your way. Your word reminds us we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us. The life which we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Why would the Son of God have to die for us unless we desperately need him, unless we don't have a way to get to you? We have no righteousness, we have no holiness to come to you except through Jesus Christ. So speak to us. And we also pray for our president. Let him have a wisdom that comes from you and courage that he may stand against the tide of self-righteousness and humanity, the idea of the liberal concept. Also, we pray for this upcoming election and our troops around the world and law enforcement personnel and the firefighters around this community. We ask you to keep them safe. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 26 of chapter 1, please. For this reason, God gave them up to the vile passions, for even their woman exchanged natural use for what is against nature. Note the word, against nature. Likewise, also man, leaving the natural use of man, a woman, burned in their lust for one another, man with man, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Folks, homosexuality is not a disease. It's not a heritage. It's not in the person's gene. It is nothing more than downright perversion. It is a sin of a perversive lust, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. When I used to work for the company, one of those Fortune 500 company that published the Yellow Pages, I was a graphic designer, and we had to go to this pluralism. Pluralism is a nice way to saying we're going to brainwash you to homosexuality so you can get along with the homosexuality. And nobody could say boo about it. And I had a chance to talk to the trainer, and he said, don't shove down your concept to me. If you do that, I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ. If that's fair, then we'll talk about it. And he never talked to me about the homosexuality is correct. You want to be fair? Let's be fair. You want to be open-minded? Let's be open-minded. Accept Christianity too. Yes, God is a loving God. Homosexual people claim that they are born that way, made by this loving God. However, there is a contradiction problem. If the God, according to what they said, if the God made homosexual as they are and to go after another man, another woman in their own same sex, why in the world God, same God, this same loving God would condemn homosexuality in the Bible? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. Before you tell me and call me that I'm a bigot, look at the Bible. Read the Bible, what the Bible says. I'm just repeating what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterer, nor homosexual, nor sodomite, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor reviler, nor extortioner will inherit the kingdom of God. When God created man, humans, he created Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve, nor Amy and Eve. Okay? He made it very clear homosexuality is a vile, it's unnatural, it's against the way God intended. Liberal Bible scholar and some homosexuals who claim to be Christians insist that Jesus never mentioned anything against homosexuality. Think again. Because he used the word, very strong word, against the sexual immorality. In Greek word is a porneia. That porneia is a kind of broad brush to talk about any illicit sex involvement outside of marriage. That means a fornication. What is a fornication? Premarital sex. Before they get married, they're sleeping together, living together. That is against God's way. Pornography, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, any type of sex outside of marriage. That is wrong in God's eyes. So if you are involved in that, stop. You can stop right now and turn to God and make it right. By the way, it is a proven fact that pornography is a gateway to many other sexual perversions. I'm not saying everyone who is involved with the pornography is going to end up becoming a homosexual or getting involved with the child molestation. But it's a gateway. Good example is the marijuana. It's a gateway to the other illicit drugs. You can ask any law enforcement. They will say that is correct. Marijuana is a gateway. Primetime sitcom and popular celebrity and politician, even some liberal churches try to promote that homosexuality is a legitimate lifestyle and as a natural as heterosexual intimacy. Wrong and thousand times wrong. In our last study, we learned that because people insist to continue their sin, God allowed them to go in the full measure of the consequences of their own sin. Homosexuality is a good example of that. God revealed His wrath and not by sending the fire from heaven, but by abandoning sinful man to their lustful ways and the consequences. Let's look at the epidemic result of a homosexual lifestyle. In spite of homosexual community's argument, homosexual practice is abomination to this culture. And you may say, why you say that? Let me make a good example. Civilization of Rome, civilization of Greece. At the end of their civilization, what is rampant? Homosexuality. If you don't believe, study the history. Any civilization that end up demolished, perished, has one common denominator. It's homosexuality. Going against the very intention of God about the human being. Homosexual advocates will have an interest in saying the homosexual are exactly like anybody else, they just love their own same-sex people. But the conduct of a homosexual is observed, and it's not the case. Let me show you a few things. It's not in your sermon note. This is very important. 43% of homosexuals says that they have 500 or more sexual partners in their lifetime. Let me say it this way. If the first person had AIDS virus, he just infected 500 people in his lifetime. And you may say, well, you know, they use protection. Really? Have you ever heard of a wife getting pregnant even though they use protection? If the semen can go through the protection condom, they call it, virus, the AIDS virus, which is a lot smaller, can certainly penetrate the protection they are using. Second thing, only 1% of homosexuals says that they had 4 or less sexual partners in their lifetime. Some of you might be thinking that, don't you think this is a little too much to talk about in the church? If we are not going to talk about it in the church, you ain't going to hear from the media. Do I hear the agreement on that thing? Third thing, according to United States, the Department of Health and Human Services, 77% homosexuals say that they have met their sexual partners in City Park. They get involved in sexual activity in City Park. 62% in homosexual bars, 61% in theater, 31% in public restroom, and only 28% homosexuals said that they had known their partners for at least a week before they participated in homosexual sex. You don't hear this kind of thing, you don't see this kind of thing in government website. They no longer post this kind of thing. I was studying this thing and doing a lot of research. I was up until midnight, Friday night. At the end of the study, I felt spiritually dirty. That because I couldn't even read to you the things they do. It's beyond what you and I would imagine. By the way, homosexual actively recruiting young people who are full of hormones in high school and university across America. They are penetrating universities saying that homosexuals is fine, transgender is fine, everything is good to go. Why? Because the older generation, homosexual people are dying rapidly because of AIDS and other venereal diseases. Average age of homosexual men dying AIDS is 39. And average age of gay, the dying all other cause is 41. Average heterosexual, the married men, lived 75 years, and gay men are 3 times more likely to have alcohol and drug abuse problem. They say they are happy people, but they are not. They are depressed people. Homosexuals are 14 times more likely to have a syphilis and 23 times more likely to have a contracted venereal disease. Homosexuals insist that there are about 10% of American populations are homosexuals. That is not true. In reality, in the reliable statistics, only 2.3% of men at their age 20s and 30s involved homosexual experience, only 1.1% are claimed to be exclusively homosexual. Yes, this is a small group, but making a lot of noise, so the people think that there's a lot of people out there. Homosexual also having an interest in defining themselves as gay. It means happy and carefree. But it's a poor description of the lifestyle that has a high rate of death, disease, depression, and illegal drug use, and suicide. However, homosexual lobbyists, they are very, very active, they are very, very, very effective people in the level of the federal as well as the state. Instead, they're the ones who initiate the law that the doctor cannot inform the family member of an AIDS patient that this man or woman has AIDS virus. Let me make an example. Let's say I'm a family physician, so you can call me Dr. Junho Kim, MD, okay? Has a nice sound to it. Let's say I have a patient, guy named Charlie, and he's in love with my niece, Denise, who works for me in my clinic. They fell in love and they want to get married, and they plan a wedding, and in about a month they're going to get married. He came in for his annual checkup, nothing more, annual checkup, and then test result came back. And I found out that according to test result, Charlie is AIDS positive. You know what? I can tell Charlie, but I cannot tell my own Denise that your bridegroom-to-be is AIDS patient, nor I cannot warn her that your children will have AIDS. By law, the doctors are gagged. Tell me one disease in America that the doctor cannot tell family member you have that problem. Tell me one disease. You cannot find one, except AIDS virus. Why? Because they are rampant within the community of homosexuals. To them, they are a protected people. This is the reality in America because of strong militant homosexual community. Also, they are against Christianity. You know why? Because Christianity, the doctrine, the very word of God shine the light in their darkness. They don't like it. So they are against Christianity. When you have any kind of Christian function, outdoor function in San Francisco, you will have a slew of thousands of people protesting against that activity. And they said that we have an open mind, but they are the bigot. Open mind means open mind to every area, not except Christianity. So who is a bigot? Who is a bigot? So you're thinking that I'm a homophobic and I'm absolutely against the homosexual people. You got it wrong. I hate their sin just like my sins. But I care about them. It's a horrible sin, but it's not unforgivable sin. Bible is clear. It's a pronouncement of homosexuality as a sin. But it's not the only sin, nor is it an unforgivable sin. Heterosexual sinners are no more righteous in God's sight than the homosexual sinners. But homosexual behavior is a sin nonetheless. Some homosexual people have no desire to change. They're going to die with the homosexual lifestyle. There are a group of people who want to be changed, but their drive is so strong that they cannot walk away from it. Or they choose to not walk away. That's why acknowledging homosexuality as a sin is the first step toward God. Since it's a sin, it's something it can be forgiven by what Christ did on the cross. It can be forgiven, it can be changed, and they can walk away from their lifestyle. There are many people who've done that. If you have a family member who are involved with homosexuality, or if you have that tendency to getting into the homosexuality, your help is a phone call and a little mouse click away. There's a good organization called the Focus on the Family. You can contact them at www.family.org or call 1-800-A-FAMILY. They have a slew of resources to help you out. They have a people who've been there, done that, and they can help you out. Verse 28, back to the Romans chapter 1. How often do you go to church to get to hear this kind of thing? Not a whole lot, right? Not many churches want to go in this much because they don't want to offend some people. But even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. People not only reject God in their actions, but also in their thinking. Humans sit themselves and in the judgment seat on God and deciding whether God is meeting the qualification to be their God. If the God does not meet their qualification, they dismiss him from being a God. Does it work? Absolutely not. But they pretend to do this kind of thing. In the replacement of God, they would replace something or someone to worship. So as a judgment, God gave them over in the very condition he abhorred. A depraved, corrupt, and perverted mind, and mindset on anything and everything but the holy and righteous God. He allowed their rejection of him to run its course. So a depraved life come out of from depraved mind. And that is not fitting. A good example can be found in chapter 19 of Genesis. Some of you recall, and some of you know that portion very well. Lot has two visitors. And they were going to stay in the town square. But Lot insists that you stay with me, you come to my protection, I will keep you in my home. That evening, town people gathered together outside of his town, last home, pounding the door. Get them out of here so we can rape them. What is their intentions? The city of Sodom, filled with the people who are some homosexual, they are willing to rape these two visitors who are actually, in reality, angels. When Lot was haggling what to do with these people, these two angels brought Lot in and struck all of them with the blindness. So what happened? They all went home trying to figure out how to cure themselves from blindness, right? No. They were weary trying to find the door. Do you understand what I just quote from the Bible? They were weary trying to find the door because to them, their homosexual lust and drive was so strong, they didn't even care if they were blind. They were going after the next victim. Death is a depraved life out of a depraved mind. Verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, and they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to the parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve those who practice them. I think it describes just about every one of us, don't you think? Is there anyone who will not fit in this category? If you do, you just lied, right? There are 24 sins. Of course, this is not a complete list. And you can find other lists in Galatians chapter 3, and chapter 5, and Colossians chapter 3, and book of Jude. I'm sure we can make more on the list. Paul's purpose is not to list all the possible sin that human commit in here, but rather showing that we are depraved people, our depravity of human cannot meet the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Notice that this sin ranges from what we would call small sins, like gossiping and boastfulness and disobedience to the parent, to all the way to the heinous sin such as murder. This not only tells us that many forms the sin takes, but also reminds us that all sin is sin. There are many preachers who don't want to call sin sin. Sin is sin. What Bible says is sin. There is only way we can come to God clean is to confess our sin, and He is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything that violates God's standard of perfect obedience put us in the path of His judgment. Murder is not the only sin. Failing to love other people the way God intends is a sin. Let me put it this way. We talked about homosexuality. That was a topic at the beginning. So if we hate the AIDS patient who is dying because of AIDS, or how about the family member is suffering because of AIDS family member, a husband or wife, or the parents, how about those children, innocent children who have AIDS because of their parents? What about them? Are we going to hate them? Are we going to love them? If we don't love them, we are in sin, folks. There are some churches that will not do anything to do with AIDS people or homosexual people. That is wrong. Flat out wrong. How can they feel the love of God unless we reach out to them? And you may say, what about the things that you just talked about? Did I say hate people? But I talked about the behavior. I talked about their sin. None of us get off the hook. We all fall somewhere along this wide spectrum of sin, sinfulness. We sin by doing the things we should not, which we call the sin of commission. And we do the things not doing by what we call the sin of omission. We sin against God. We sin against our neighbors who created in His image. We sin in our thought, desires, emotions, speech, and action. We even sin by approving those who practice those sins. None of us can get by with our own righteousness. Without Christ, the righteousness He gave us through faith, we could never stand before God. We could never live the lives that please Him. We would be forever lost in our sins. But that is what the salvation through Jesus Christ is all about. Let's go to Romans chapter 7, please. Romans chapter 7, verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of the sin. When we believe Jesus Christ and His righteousness that covers all our sins, we escape eternal death. We get to have His righteousness and His holiness. Folks, I'm going to repeat this one more time. Homosexuality is not the top of the sin list. Top of the sin list is rejecting Jesus Christ. Any other sins are equal. My small white lie is equal as one who murdered somebody. Let's make an application. Number one, no matter what the society and politically correct people wants to argue, homosexuality is a sin in God's eyes, and the ones who practice to do the end will receive His wrath. Number two, we must extend the love of Christ to those who are involved in homosexuality without compromising standard that is set by the Lord. Not by man, by the Lord. Thirdly, we should not think that our own sins are less than the other. Sin is sin, we should hate it, because our God hates sins. He loves sinners, that's us, but He hates our sins. Let's stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, and we are most grateful that Your word is clear. You hate our sins. But we are most grateful that You love us, the sinners. So let us come to You with a humble heart and seeking Your face and pray and turn from our wicked ways, so that You may heal us and heal this land. We love You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.